BBC News. Hong Kong has introduced a mandatory quarantine of 2 weeks for anyone arriving from mainland China to try to contain the spread of the new coronavirus. Returning residents will have to stay at home, whilst foreigners will be sent to hotels or government-run centres. The World Health Organization has warned of a chronic global shortage of protective equipment like face masks because of the outbreak. It says demand is about 100 times higher than the normal rate. A senior United Nations envoy said that Spain is utterly failing people in poverty. Philip Alston had a 12-day tour of the country. He highlighted a housing crisis of what he called stunning proportions. He said a completely inadequate social protection system left large numbers in poverty by design. A senior army officer in Russia has been arrested and remanded on charges of embezzling more than $100 million. General Khalil Arslanov is deputy chief of the general staff. Military prosecutors said they requested custody to stop him intimidating witnesses. Nearly 600,000 civilians have fled fighting in northwest Syria in the last 2 months. Russian-backed Syrian government troops have been advancing against rebel forces, which are mainly made up of jihadi fighters. Apple has been fined $27 million by the French authorities for deliberately slowing down older iPhones. 3 years ago, the tech company admitted that it did reduce the speed of some models, but insisted it was only to prolong the life of the devices. French prosecutors open an inquiry 1 month later. Botswana has raised more than $2 million from its first auction of licences to hunt elephants since lifting a ban last year. Companies registered locally to bid for the right to kill 10 elephants. Botswana has the world's biggest elephant population.